India, 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 Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hi friends, you know our usool has been to connect you all one-to-one with your favorite stars. And continuing that usool, we have with us today the original usool bhai of TV, who has charmed his way into the hearts as Ali of Left, Right, Left. And yet, he also charmed as the anusoolvadi Karan of Mamta. So, yes, we are talking about the song Harshad Chopra. So, let us know who the real Harshad is. Welcome, Harshad, to IndiaForums.com. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure being here and talking to everybody. Like my work.
Okay, so let me start off with a message for you. It's a long message. Bear with me. But I'm sure by the end of it, you'll love it.
Okay.
Hi, Harshad. It's a pleasure being able to send this message to you via India Forums. I have to tell you honestly that I thought you were a great actor from the first time I saw you as Karan in Mamta, because your portrayal of the character really made him get on the audience nerves. You played that negative character so well that the audience wanted to dislike you. I also must tell you that as Ali and Ghazal as Pooja have amazing chemistry, and your fans really hope that it stays that way. I hope you know that your fan base is international and you have fans across the world, from across the world, who love and adore you and display this love and affection through India Forums. You have always come across as sweet as Ali in your interviews. Please stay that way forever, as that is the way we love you. Tasha from Canada.
What should I say? I'm speechless already.
It's sweet, isn't it? Okay, just I think there's nothing to say, but it's a beautiful message for you. I hope you like it.
Yeah, I mean, I do. It's like these are the things which keep me motivating. Do my best all the time.
Alright.
Push harder, harder, harder every time.
Yeah, I know. So, alright. A very popular question. How did television happen to you?
This was popular. I thought the popular one will be how is it working with Ali?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Because, you know, till now, whoever I've spoken to or chatted with have asked me this question. Like, this has been the first question they have asked me till now. Till date. So, I was like, I mean, you know, now I don't even know what to answer for this. Like, every time they ask me, I think of a new answer. How can I think of a new answer?
You know what? I actually didn't include that question because everybody asked it. I was like, oh my God, this is about Harshad, not Rajiv again.
I know, I guess I must have answered this to everybody personally, but still they must have, you know, they kind of mailed it to ask me again. But the question now, let's get back to the question, how did acting happen for me, right? Okay, so I always wanted to be an actor, and I'm from a small town called Gondia, where you could never think about pursuing some career like acting. So that time I could never say kind of, do anything about it. I came to Pune for my engineering, and that's where I realized that, yeah, now the chance is to kind of pursue my dream. So then from Pune, I never went back. I came to Mumbai and started giving auditions, and Mamta happened. And that's how I landed up. Yeah.
You actually won the title of Mr. Pune.
Yeah, I won first runner-up Mr. Pune and Best Physique in Citadel Mr. and Miss Pune. And then I shifted here after that, and I was doing Mamta side by side. I was preparing for Grasin Mr. India. Then I went for Grasin. I lost the title, I came back all disappointed, then for the audition of LRL, and then from the time I entered the office, I knew that I'm gonna be part of this particular project. And then, I mean, I actually went with half heart there to kind of give the audition. I was in no mood to give the audition. I was thinking, what should I do now, you know, because Grasin, I was preparing for almost a year. And when I lost it, I was completely rejected, and I don't know what all. So, but luckily, LRL happened and life moved on.
That's fantastic. And you know what? You have been so popular as Ali as well as Karan. So, you must have had a lot of fans by now. So, Ferris Love wants to know that Is there any particular fan that you remember?
There are so many. Actually, one of them is Neelam. She kind of, you know, she's so sweet. She forwards me all the links possible. And actually, she's the one who told me about India Forum, who told me about there are fans who like you. I mean, I never thought I actually have people liking my work and all that. I never thought that. She was the one who told me. Then V is there, then Gauri is there. There's so many people who are actually, I actually chat with them on a, I mean, I know them by name now. I mean, these are the people who have, who have actually, you know, kind of made me realize, okay, boss, comes to reality, you, there are few people who like you. I said, okay, thank you.
So sweet. Otherwise, you were all bogged down with the questions. How is it working with Rajan?
Yeah, that question, okay, that's the question now I have to answer.
No, thankfully not. I have not taken it. Because, you know what, we know Rajiv is just such a sweet guy. And
I know, he's an amazing guy.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. He has been on the forum for so much. Like, you know, he has been on the forum. He is always in touch.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And we know that it'll be nice working with him, but, well.
I know. Yeah, again, but still, you know, people want to ask, like, know how exactly, I mean, like, little, you know, in detail. It's funny. I mean, his fan following is amazing. Lucky guy.
Lucky guy. Okay, let me ask you the other question.
Okay.
How do you normally answer it when somebody asks you this question?
Now, you know, after answering like almost 500 times, I say it was a pleasure working with him. You know, can't really go on elaborating on that because, you know, I'd like now, you know, keep it simple. Okay, it was pleasure working with him.
Okay, that is really a very good idea, you know. All right, so now let me read you another message, and this for you, not for Rajiv. Hey okay. Harshad, I'm Pooja. Love you as Ali ka kya usool hai uske, but it's you and your courage to play that character with whole lot of dignity and zyada na zyada hasna na zyada masti karna kitna mushkil hota hoga jab aapas mein sab itni masti karte hain aur itne rules todte hain, but you rock. Mehak e gulab.
Well, what should I say, you know, sometimes it actually happens. She is kind of hold on to the right point. Then we all are doing a scene, you know, everybody is like having fun. I also sometimes feel, you know, like just do something, you know, something funny, something young, something youthful. But then my director reminds me of my character and he tells me that, you know, you don't have to do this. Your plus point is what your character is. So then, and actually I can relate to Ali to quite an extent because I feel there is an Ali within me. Like 6 years back, I was very similar to him. So I can associate, not like 100% now, but I can associate to quite an extent.
That was the next question asked by another fan called Mini. Not me, but another fan of yours. She wanted to know that, are you by any chance like Ali Usool in real life? Well, you are answering it, so.
See, I can't really talk about Usool as similar as Ali, but yeah, I was a similar character like Ali from a small town when I went to Pune. Initially, I kind of got a culture shock and I was completely in a kind of a, you know, I was feeling, which world is this?
Mm-hmm.
Completely like Ali I was.
Right.
But now, thankfully, I'm corrupted and become a better.
Now it's like realistic, I would say.
See, both are close to my heart for particular reasons. Karan, because that was my first character. That is where I've learned acting. And after doing Karan, I realized, you know, negative character is something where you can do anything. You can be sweet, you can be anything you can do, it will go with the character because negative can be of any kind. Mm-hmm. While Ali was, again, little easy because it was somewhere in me, I could relate to it. Only the language part was little difficult because it's little more, say, should mm-hmm. than what I'm used to speaking. Mm-hmm. So that was a little difficult, but then, I mean, his idea, his point of view, his way of looking at things, that was quite similar to what I had. So, and Ali is one character, Ali is a character which has given me all the kind of fame, and people know me by Ali more than Karan. So both are so kind of close to my heart for some particular reason.
So what engineering, what field of engineering were you in, were you studying?
Computer.
So computer. Are you still into it?
I didn't hear that.
Sorry, I mean, are you still into engineering and computers and stuff?
No, I'm done with it. Now I just have a laptop. And that's what is my world.
Okay, all right. So, do you get these odd jobs, jobs of, hey, Harshad, can you fix this up for me? See, something is, you know, there's some trouble with my laptop or something.
Once in a while, small little things I do for Kunal, his laptop. He has bought now, so few things he doesn't know, I keep telling him. But nothing, sort of opening and removing the hard disk or connecting hard disk to hard disk. Nothing really like an engineer.
Alright. So, have you ever tried anything on the computers as far as, like, being a computer guy, it happens. When you are into something technical, you want to try out things on your own. So, have you ever tried something like that?
What happened, I did my engineering, I came here for almost 1.5 years. I bought my laptop now for almost 1.5-2 years. I didn't have a computer around me. And that time when I was doing my engineering, I was used to all the programming languages, and that used to excite me. But now, having this gap and losing the touch, I don't really feel, I am, most of the time I don't have time to do anything on my laptop except for replying. I mean, whatever time I sit on my computer, I laptop, I just keep on replying to the mails as well. So can't really do anything else.
Right. So how did your parents take to this change of profession?
Well, they were very positive. Initially, when I was going to Pune from Gondia, my father specifically told me, you're going there to study, you just have to study and come back. I said, okay. And then when I came here, I started doing little work. Then they were supportive. Actually, what happens? Gondia being a small town, being Gondia, where you can't really think of a career like this, you can't, because you have not seen anybody from this industry there. So they can't relate. They feel,
right.
I don't know what is it. I mean, maybe they are insecure, maybe they don't know. So
yeah, there are a lot of things that typical middle class Indians have about the industry mindset.
Yeah, I mean, life there is like a checklist. Mm-hmm. You are born, then you are going to KG, then you are going to KG2, then first, second, third, then with your friends you are going to engineering college. I mean, life is like a checklist there. And then you marry, then you die.
So how does it feel to break away from all that?
Well, I'm very happy, and now finally my family is also, they are so happy. I feel different. I feel my friends have changed with me, the way they were. There are few people who tell me they always knew I'm going to do something like this. There are few people who tell me, mm-hmm. It's like, few are there who actually make me feel so different, I feel that I've achieved some Mars or some moon or something.
So sweet.
It's a different kind of feeling.
That's a lovely expression though. I've achieved some lovely expression. So Dello wants to know, any one person who you absolutely adore in real life?
That would be my little sister. There was a time in my life when I was lacking kind of motivation. I was very demotivated and I didn't know what to do. That was when I was in Pune, I was doing my engineering. Obviously, I wanted to do acting, and engineering was becoming tough for me. That was the time she wrote a letter to me, and that was her first English letter. First letter, and that too in English, in where, except for the first line, none was grammatically correct.
So sweet.
But whatever she had written in this, that was so motivating. I've kept that letter with me. Till now, whenever I feel dejected, whenever I feel a little demotivated, I read it and I'm all charged completely.
That is so touching, isn't it? It's lovely to have a family to support you.
Lucky to have a girl, sister like her.
Alright. So, you have your birthday coming on 17th May,
yeah.
And everybody knows it, and they wish you happy birthday in advance. Especially Dhwani says that happy birthday in advance and wish all your dreams are fulfilled. And another birthday message from Rajiv Kihir. She says, hi Harshad, my name is Mini. First of all, happy birthday in advance. May all your wishes come true. I'm your biggest fan. I love your character, Aline LRL. You gave this character a unique identity. Best of luck for your future. Keep doing good work. Rajiv Kihir.
What can I say? I mean, I am kind of a guy who actually has never celebrated my birthday till now. But this time I guess it's going to be different. I mean, this time life is much more different. I mean, everything is changed.
So, we'll celebrate your birthday for you.
Yeah, you're gone.
I said that this year you have plans to...
Actually, no plans, you know, because I guess most probably I'll be shooting that day also. But I'm planning after pack-up to go for a drive or a spin somewhere around, buy a cake, eat it. I love cakes, chocolates and ice cream, everything to do with sweets. And maybe I love driving also. So, I mean, no plans as such, but maybe I'll do this. Let's see what happens. But the feeling, overall feeling is going to be different because I mean, LRL has happened. I bought my first car. This will be my first birthday. I'll be driving in my own car. Lot more things.
That is a really good news. Congratulations on your car.
This birthday is going to be special. I'm not going to forget it.
Tanya Lovely wants to know, when will Ali propose Pooja? Hot tension mein sab log.
Well, I guess I have proposed to Pooja already in season 1.
Okay, you did, alright.
I mean, actually, I shot for it. I don't know whether they have shown it or not, but I did.
Okay, alright. So, Tanya Lovely, he has already proposed as answer. Ambarani Altaf wants to know about your crushes. So, tell us, who was your first crush?
First crush? Now, this is a difficult question because, like, you know what I feel? I feel when I was in Gondia, I was like a furniture. I just used to breathe. I never used to live there.
So, okay,
alright. I mean, it was like a checklist there. Yeah. You just go to school, come back.
And crush is not on the list.
You don't talk to girls there. You just keep...
So having crush is not... Study. Yeah, I know. Having crush is not on the list.
Yeah, so I don't really remember having crushes there, but when I came to Pune, I guess the first girl I must have seen, I would have had a crush on her.
That is so funny. Alright, LRL Rocks says, I love watching you and Ghazal together on screen in Left Right Left. It's one of the rocking shows on TV. How do you guys manage to come up with such an awesome chemistry? I hope we get to see more and more romantic scenes between you and Pooja. Well, I didn't get the question actually, what she wants to know, but I guess what she wants to know is how you manage, like, you know, how do you manage your chemistry?
It's actually very easy because Pooja is quite a good co-actor, and I mean Ghazal is quite a good co-actor, and actually pleasure working. We kind of decide few things. Okay, this is, I mean, we work on our timing, I mean comic timing and kind of little romantic timing, what say. So that, I mean, it makes the work much more easier when both the actors are little understanding.
That's true.
So actually, the credit goes to her.
Well, you are so modest.
Alright.
Okay.
I take my credit without fail.
Okay, alright. Rajiv Kihir wants to know that, are you planning to do any other show?
As of now, no. There are two reasons. One is that I want to concentrate on one show at a time. And second, see, right now I'm having, say, kind of few discussions with the channels and want to know more about how the track and how the story is going. Because there are few things in last season and this season beginning about Ali which I couldn't relate to and I couldn't really, say, associate with. So, I mean, right now I just want to concentrate on Ali and LRL and then think about anything else because this is my first kind of... I want to do it. I actually want to do it, continue with it and do it till the end. But let's see what happens.
Any hobbies that you have?
I have so many hobbies. There are so many people who ask me that any hobbies apart from acting, and I tell them, no, acting is not my hobby. Acting is everything except for my hobby. But hobbies, actually, I like sleeping, I love driving, I love dreaming, I love eating sweets. What are my hobbies? I love listening to music, dancing, playing, learning new things. All these are my hobbies. It's like endless. I keep on saying, you keep on listening.
Okay, you sound very interesting. Alright, Advin has a very interesting question, a hobby question with a twist. What is that one thing you long for that you had before, but due to your hectic schedule and lifestyle, you can't indulge in anymore?
There are so many things. I used to take these dance classes before LRL, but now it's like my routine is from morning 6 to say 11:30, almost 12, I am booked. And I don't have time anymore for dance, and there are so many things I still have to learn in dancing. There are different kind of styles, and I can't do that anymore now.
Oh, that's so sad. Alright, Pinka Anshu has a question. If you don't feel comfortable, don't answer it, but I'll just ask. Otherwise, I'll ask the guys to edit it out. Are you a Jain?
Okay, it's about the egg.
It's about the egg, yes. You are perceptive.
I am a Jain, and I am a vegetarian.
Okay, no, wait, let me go ahead with the question.
Yes.
All right. Can I go ahead with the question? Let me read the question she has asked. As you are Jain, how difficult was it for you to do that egg scene with other carrots and Rajesh?
Yeah, I am a Jain, and I'm a vegetarian, pure vegetarian, and what can I say? It's all my director's effort. Lot of cheat shoot required there, and I couldn't. I mean, it's like something which still. I mean, when everybody was doing around me, the smell of it was so. I don't know what to say. I was feeling like I was not feeling well at all that time. So thanks to my director. He did
it's very difficult.
All the thing I was supposed to do.
Okay. So are you like, you are, just in case in future, because you play an Islamic character who are normally non-vegetarian,
right.
So if you require to do any such scene in future, what would you do about it? Again, cheat shooting?
No. See, I'll tell you something. I feel, I worship my work. I feel I give my work the topmost priority. Work for me is everything. And whatever I can go to whatever extent I can do stuff on my own, I'll do. It was maybe this time I couldn't, but let's see, I don't know. Maybe I will not, but maybe I will. So, I mean, my religion is my work, so you never know what I do next time. It's just so many, the problem, you know, there is this thing in my mind also, the blockage where there are so many people, maybe Jains, maybe my family, you know, who will get affected by my decision. But then, I don't know, I know this one that I can't keep everybody happy together. So, I prefer to keep myself happy.
That's true, very difficult. Absolutely, that is a very difficult choice, and I think it's important that you know exactly what you want.
I mean, you're putting in so much of hard work into your, I mean, you're shooting from 8:30 in the morning to 10:30 in the night before going for the shoot. You're completing your gym, you're going to your acting classes. You're putting in so much of effort into it, and for some small reasons like this, if you can't, you know, justify your work, then I think it's not worth it.
Right. Oh, we have been talking about very serious things. Let me read you something very nice which will make you happy. Hi Harshad, I'm Swati here. How are you? I hope you're fine. Thanks a lot for coming on IF as we were eagerly waiting for this. I love Ali and Pooja Jodi very much. It seems they are made for each other. Ali character is difficult to perform because more the simple the character, more difficult it is to perform, and you are doing a very convincing job. It's simple, charming, boy next door kind of a character, but I think more footage should be given to your character, and hope this will happen in season 2, because we would love to see more from your character. Thanks for being so nice towards your fans. We are always there for you. Many more happy turns of the day. This birthday brings, may this birthday bring special happiness in your life. God bless you. LRL like. That's the member.
I just hope that what Swati wants happens to me, because these are the few things I'm going to talk about with the channel, with the production house. I guess I will be having the meeting day after tomorrow. Now let's see what happens. There are a few things. One is what she spoke about, and I already said there are a few things I couldn't relate to. So these are the things we are going to talk about. Let's see what happens, because I feel there is this responsibility over me. If I've given a character and there are people who actually like the character, there are people who adore this character, and I have to say, do justice. I have to do justice with the character, with the people who like my work, and with myself. So let's see, I'll
all
take a stand. Whatever is
all
best for all
of
you. I hope
it works out your way completely.
Thank you. I hope too, because I seriously want to do
so,
this, continue with this. Seriously want to. And if something happens, if I have no other option but to leave LRL, trust me, even I'll not be happy, but then I'll have no other option.
We hope it doesn't come to that, because so many people will be so very disappointed. Let me read something very nice to keep you motivated. Hello Harsha, okay. This is Iram, one of your biggest fans, and Cadet Ali is my favorite at KMA. Your eyes smile, in fact your entire face bears a childlike innocence, and I think that's why you are so convincing as the truthful, honest, law-abiding Ali. All your scenes are plausible and something to watch out for. I know that in these competitive times it's difficult for us to stick to our innocence and good sense of judgment, but I do believe that somewhere deep within you there still lives an Ali. May you reach the highest rung of ladder of success and fame and fortune, and don't forget to nurture that Ali which prevails within your heart. Wow, that's a deep message by LRL Crazy.
Yep. Seriously. I mean, I seriously feel there are so many people, maybe they can't understand straight, but they have this sixth sense. They can kind of feel this, that, somewhere I personally now have started feeling, nobody can do this character better than me, myself,
right.
And I have this feeling, because I feel this character is so within me, so much in me. I was like him. Like 6 years back, I was exactly a true copy of Ali. So this is the thing, I guess, which is reflecting now when I'm playing Ali. It's helping me.
So
my being furniture at home helped.
Okay, alright, that's so sweet. Alright.
That's why I believe everything, whatever happens, happens for the best.
That's true. Okay, you have so many hobbies. Is singing one of them?
Only when I'm driving I can sing.
Are you driving now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so make an exception for us and sing a couple of lines from something.
Couple of lines from something.
Yeah.
I am a kind of a singer. When some good music is playing and I'm driving and I'm feeling like, I keep on, I just kind of scream loud singing the same song. That kind of singer I am. I'm not singer. But yeah, it makes me feel light. It makes me feel happy. So only when I'm driving and I'm listening to something I can sing. I'm not even listening to anything.
Let's have this light moment and you just sing anything that comes to your mind. You can be a complete bathroom singer, you can be a complete croak, it doesn't matter, our just fans love hearing you croak.
No, I'm not a bathroom singer, in fact I'm a good singer, but the only thing is I need this music.
Oh come on, you sing anything, you are
singing.
Seriously,
you start singing, I'll start singing, trust me.
Oh me? Then they don't want to listen to me. Trust me.
No, they will. I mean, they will. You can edit it out.
No, they won't. They won't. You sing something. Anything from the recent hear so many. I mean, I'm so bad at music nowadays. I hardly get to listen.
Same here. I mean, I'm just listening to whatever I have or whatever is playing on radio. Because only time I can listen to music is when I'm driving from here to the shoot, and then I'm coming back, and when I'm going for a spin. That's it. I don't even get to watch TV now.
Right, that's true. So,
that's great.
Okay, alright, can you sing that one? What's that? Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna song. That's a nice song.
I can't really remember the
lyrics.
Lyrics.
Okay. What lyrics can
you remember? That's the problem. That's why I can't sing without that title track or that original track, because I can't remember the lines. I mean, I just sing it for the fun of it. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Well, I hate to end this interview. I'm running out of time. Please sing anything.
Arey, that could be fine, but what? I mean, help me out. Chalo, I'm telling you, play something there. I'll start singing it.
Oh God, I can't play anything. Let me check my iTunes if I have something. I don't even know what we have here. Just hold on.
Well, I can play the music on my laptop right now. Let me try.
Okay. Do you know that Lamha Lamha song?
Lamha Lamha. Which one is that?
That's right. Lamha Lamha Duriya. There's one Rock and Roll Sonia. Do you know that one?
Rock and Roll Sonia.
See, you're going fine. Sing that.
The only problem is I can't remember, but I'm going to play something else. Let's see what is coming up here. Can you hear?
Yeah.
I hope you can hear.
You have to sing
this
that.
Is everybody is from
I
me.
Can.
And this is how I sing at my home. Listen to music. Done?
Okay, alright, I'll take that. Okay, so I'll actually have to stop the interview here, but it was so nice talking to you.
Same here, it was pleasure. I mean, I'm feeling so happy again.
Okay, and we really hope that you have all your wishes fulfilled this birthday. We wish you a very, very happy birthday from all of us here at IndiaForums.com. And also your talks with the channel goes very well. That is our wish, because we want to continue to see you as Ali. So all the best for that as well.
Thank you very much. I hope that they listen to me, and I believe they have started, they have come up with a forum or something, Pat TV's personal, they have started a channel website where they have a forum also. And I guess whoever have complained and whoever agree to me, if the mail there will be better for, I guess, Ali.
Okay. Excellent. So thank you so much. Okay. And you take care. Have a very good night.
Bye. Good night. Take care. Bye-bye.
So friends, this is bye for now, but I'll come back with more. So stay tuned. Okay. All right then. Good night. Now, one more thing, Harshad, we have to do is, like, we have come up with Telebus. That's a new, it's something we go on, it's a newsroom, basically. I'm blabbering. I'm so sorry. It's a newsroom. And what we do is we do features on the actors, and the stars every week. And every day we go out with news and stuff. We also have a Pasand Apni Apni column where we do a favorite. Favorite, everything favorite. So, you tell me your favorite website.
My favorite website? Kinder Forum?
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. favorite juice?
Favorite juice? I can... Apple juice?
Favorite candy?
Favorite candy, oh... This is like, when it comes to chocolate, I like everything and anything. It just has to be sweet. That's it.
India. Dash. Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.